If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
There is a young lady who goes by the name of Hazel Ntuli. She's graduating from University of Pretoria, actuarial science degree. She's 17 years old. Hey? She's graduating, 17 years old. I'm not talking about she's starting. Yeah. So what happened was, when she was in grade 3, she accidentally wrote a paper meant for grade 4s. And she aced it. She got the highest mark. Then the teacher was like, yeah, which one is this one now? Then she kept giving her grade 4 papers, and she was acing them all. So very quickly they determined, okay, you're done with primary school, ma'am. Let's go. High school, opinion about Dala Foods.
Of course.
About Dala, about Dala. And then in 2022, they just took her to varsity straight.
At 14.
Yeah, so she applied for the most difficult degree that I can think of.
That's
actual science.
Yo.
Not for everyone.
Hey? Now, corner foods, I figure I share a record time. Pa! Dean's list. Distinction. Ubumile, mind you. 17 years old.
Genius.
She hasn't even got an... Okay, you've got an ID, but she's not even 18 yet. So, good dealing, Alibaba.
Genius.
She doesn't have a license.
Bruh. When I was younger, there was a show called Doogie Howser, MD.
Oh, yes. I loved it.
Dr. Doogie Howser was a teenage doctor. Obviously very gifted, and I used to love it. But there are certain jobs where even if you can see the qualification... Mm-hmm. You look at the person, you go, how, where now? You see? Now, you know, in actuary, they work with statistics and probabilities. They're not even client-facing. They'll never have to face a client. So this job is perfectly suited for her. You'll never see who the person is that calculated how much your insurance premium should be, right? But what is that one job where you're like, I'm as a puma, 17-year-old. Even though you can see Stevie Getty literally on the wall, you'd be like, I know, let's get another one, please.
Doctor. You.
Yeah.
Oh, at the emergency room, when I see a young one, stressing. I don't know why, but I get stressed.
That's funny.
I agree with Mfundo. I mean, I can imagine, especially being a pediatrician, and a 17-year-old comes out like, what do you know about kids? Come on now.
I am a kid. That's what I know about.
Point. That's my point. You're a kid. You still need to go learn how to be a parent, like, before you keep, you can tell me how to take care of this kid.
But Mfundile, Jay, when I was in,
textbook. Come show us life.
You know, Musa. Yeah. Chocolate Moose that used to be on your TV.
Mtumbin.
Yeah. So he's highly qualified now. I think he's got a master's in medicine. And he's also a radiologist. And I always wonder if people recognize him from your TV and they just go,
Oh, they do. So when we used to do, what was that show? Trending.
Yeah.
He used to actually come to studio in his scrubs. It was so cute.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think people do recognize him.
And then do you think that makes him lose confidence? Because sometimes he's like, dude, you're the guy I grew up watching. How can you tell me now what's wrong?
I don't think so. I mean, umtala. You know, so that gives you that bit of confidence. Okay, he's grown. He knows life.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that part where it's like if I had to see a 16-year-old mechanic, you are not touching my car.
Really?
But what if he's a boy? He's been playing with cars since he was 8.
What if you came across a banker and your banker had tattoos?
I don't mind. I got lots of tattoos.
Meets.
I could never judge people based on that.
Nah, meets lawyer, man. Like, if I'm going to be represented by a lawyer, any case, I just need the experience.
Yeah.
You know, I needed to be an old lawyer. And even if you look at the country, the great lawyers, Barry Rue, Moses Kaka, Tembeka Ngugaitobi, who's a bit youngish but still old with that experience. I'd never trust a lawyer, you know, on a fresh from law school.
So what you're saying, I've always wondered, if you had to go to a divorce lawyer and the lawyer themselves is divorced, do you trust them to take care of your matter properly?
Yeah, because how you now,
would you not want somebody who's been successful at marriage?
How?
No.
Why?
No.
I've come there.
I need somebody who's been through the fire.
Right?
Be like, hey, my man, your house is gonna get jaded.
Because for me, that's similar to going to somebody who does hair and their hair is a mess. Or you go to a nail technician and their nails look like they need help. And easy.
I can't do my own hair.
Yeah, but you work at a barbershop. Surely there's other people who can cut your hair. You are the advertisement for what you do.
In fact, what you should do is you must come to me if you go into a barbershop and my hair is bad.
No.
Because we cut each other's hair. So if you go to the other guy, he's the one that cut me.
And also, Mpo, don't you run the risk of having someone handle your divorce who maybe doesn't even believe in divorce, that it should even be happening?
Then they need somebody to lecture you.
Yeah, you need someone obsessed with divorce.
I don't know about obsessed, but you know.
So let us know, what are your thoughts? What's that one profession where you're just like, no, man, I can see you got the qualification, but where's the age? Where's the experience?
I may not say, in fact, I've been told mechanics. There's no mechanic with a good-looking car. These people don't have time. They don't have time for those things because there's always a queue. There's always people coming. So, yeah, if you see a barber with a messed up hair, he's the one. If you see a mechanic with a car that seems like it can fall apart, that's the one.
That actually makes sense because mechanics literally view cars, or anything mechanical for that matter, as, let's call it, a problem to be solved, right? So I'm not going to go as a mechanic. I'm not going to go spend millions of rands to buy a car when I can probably build a car myself. Now, if I build it myself, it's not going to be the best looking car, but it'll be functional. And also, I'm going to my own yard to fix other cars. I'm not going to take a Merc to the yard. Gingo Lili already as is. Let me just make a skrepanyana, just take me from A to B. If it breaks down, I know how to fix it. Really. You see? So this thing will just be for the usefulness of it.
Good morning, this is the world team. Hey, I should agree with Mpo and Mfundo. Hey, when it comes to a doctor, I'm very skeptical. I look at the person. I mean, I know this guy, is it Dr. Kwabe, who's a Pantula kind of a vibe? I know it's nice and all that. I don't see why we judge him, but hey, if I found him in the consultation room, hey, I don't know. I don't know. It's not right, but I mean, yeah, we do it still.
A lot of tweets are saying pilots. And they're saying, especially because these young boys, the white boys, they start off early by crop dusting and stuff. I don't know. I prefer to get a young pilot. It tells me that this guy was flying from such a young age that he accumulated the number of hours that are necessary.
And technology changes as well, and young people are technologically savvy.
Yeah.
Top of the morning, guys. This is a very interesting one. So with me, it definitely is a dentist. I am not having some learner dentist touching my teeth. Yes, and I am not having a little cute dentist examining my tooth and extracting a wrong one and breaking it and you is an I drama for days, Galook and easy. I'm not coming. Askis.
That's funny. You know what this reminds me of? Even politicians in parliament. There's a parliamentarian now, Liam, who's in the DA.
Oh yeah.
Every day Liam, he shows how juvenile he is.
He's a content creator.
Please. He should be nowhere close to parliament the way he acts.
There's definitely careers where perception matters at face value. Like if I'm going to a therapy session and it's a 23-year-old who's counseling me, I'm not going to take that session seriously because I'm going to feel like this person's just going to throw around buzzwords like narcissist and gaslighting at me, and I'm paying thousands for the sessions. It's like, nah, dude. And also, a therapist shouldn't be someone that look like me. So opposite gender, opposite race, I feel like that's the most objective person to have as a therapist.
Okay. I mean, you could also argue that opposite gender, opposite race doesn't understand your perspective. So that's another way to look at it. That one profession where age matters.
Hey guys, my niece is a teacher. I saw a video of her teaching grade 8 and grade 9. I mean, she even says that she doesn't want to teach grade 8 and 9 because by amtelela, you know. So I think that profession, you can have a teacher that just finished matric and now they're teaching.
Yeah, grade 8 and 9, you can't. You must teach primary school if you're young.
Morning season, the team. Yeah, man, big ups to that 17-year-old. I read the story last night. Just to be a bit funny and controversial. Yeah, but now we're young in. You're totally young in. I'm telling you. So, yeah, just that's one for me, man.
Inyang in a TikTok. Red flag.
Hi, Cesar and the team. One of the things, Philo, definitely need us someone who's much older. Being a pastor of a church, I feel with those people, they must be of a senior age. Because why? Not only are you responsible for preaching, well, for sharing the word of God, but Punali, people also come to you for life advice. At times you are called to intervene in family matters. It needs maturity. You can't bring a 24-year-old whereby solve another matata, a married couple who've been married for almost 30 or 35 years. Like you're saying, no. It's a no.
Yo, guys, you know what's worse? When you're working in the medical sector, né? And you are seeing, like, I'm in pharmacy. So when you see all these scripts, as Balwa with these young doctors, hi, Shem, we judge them. You will scrutinize the dosage. You're like, hey, when's that?
Which is unfair
because even older doctors do get the dosing rate sometimes wrong and all. Mara, just because she or he is young, so this is... Yeah, it's these young ones, you know, it's 20%.
Ah, he's my G.
Yo, let's hope you come this one, you're being a doctor, makes your own done. This lady in a big azale, who's a injection, you'll prevent. Yo, whatever you nurse, the nurse was male, number one. Number two, a young. What's umama never and kumleling gun? I mean, I saw the gym kumleling gun. There were some share of
Ah, you see now. And she didn't even get the help.
Mamelan lana. Si simpo. Mina bengela ukungavumelane nawe mntana sekhaya. Oyazini. Khona lento lena kuthiwani. U-doctor kazilaphi. Akekho umakhenika onzwembo ngakulungisa imoto. Ohamba ngemoto right. Yabona lona ohamba ngemoto right akasazi span. Akasazi. Bonke abomakhenika bahamba ngegrepo. Kodwa hey. Umsebenzi abawushayayo bashaye enye into engasukuphansi.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.